Thousands of Americans who work in the airline industry are learning their jobs are gone. In Minnesota this week, Northwest Airlines announced it will cut 10,000 employees, the biggest single layoff in that state's history. That didn't make the news any easier to take for Betty Ann Kleinschmidt and Barry Corcoran, standing in line at a Twin Cities unemployment center.
It's a hard call for them to make and a hard call to take, but everyone has been super.
With working for Northwest and being a single mom, I had the stability of knowing that I was working for a major company. And now, with not having that stability and not knowing where my insurance is going to be or when I'm going to get my paycheck, basically what I'm looking at now is filing for unemployment and taking a nice deep breath and finding out where I'm going to go from here.
We contacted John Challenger, whose company Challenger & Gray helps with job placement after large corporate layoffs. He says this round of cuts is both staggering and ominous.
We've seen over 125,000 job cuts announced in the aviation industry since the beginning of September, and that is about as quick and heavy a burst as I've ever seen. We've been looking at it since the early 90s.
Does it compare to anything else that you've ever dealt with?
The high-tech sector, for example, this year, since about December 2000, so the last 9 months going through August, has seen wave after wave of cuts. Over 450,000 jobs lost, but that's been over 9 months. This happened really in the course of a couple weeks.
Should they be thinking of this as long-term or short-term? Is there a possibility that the airline industry will come back and they will get their jobs back, or should they be thinking, no, this is the end of my career with the airlines?
Certainly there is a good possibility that the airline industry will come back. We don't know how long that's going to take, and it's going to be changed. Many of these people were the sky caps, the security guards, the taxi cab drivers, the hotel workers, the restaurant workers. Many of those people may see the jobs dry up, and they will have to move out of that one particular industry and find other jobs in industries that are growing.
What about people who have been working for the airlines for a long time? They're very skilled, and they have a skill that's very specific to the airlines. Airline mechanics, I'm thinking of, maybe pilots. I'm sure there are some other jobs like that within the airlines. How do they begin to get ready for the job market?
Pilots are a different case. Pilots may be able to go to work for smaller jet companies if corporations start moving away from big airline travel to buying more jets. They may go into the military. Many of them came out of the military in the first place, and airport mechanics or airplane mechanics are a different situation. Often those people can fix machines, fix engines. They may very well be able to take those skills out to other kinds of industries where engines play a major role, whether it be automobiles or just big factory kinds of engines.
How does this affect the entire economy when you have this many layoffs and the ripple effect that you've already described? What's the effect going to be on the economy in the future?
What's so difficult and precarious about our situation, economic situation right now, is that we have seen the heaviest layoffs before this event that we've seen in any year of the 90s. Over 1,123,000 job cuts have been announced from January through the end of August. Primary culprits were the high-tech industry and then manufacturing, the new economy and the old economy. Now we have a third major sector of our economy, this whole travel sector from hospitality to aviation, that is rolling under these recessionary kinds of winds. And the question is, can the economy continue to stay afloat? Is government spending going to be able to get this economy going?
So on the individual, on the personal level, the situation is made even more difficult by the fact that these people are being let go into a very uncertain economic situation.
As a job seeker, it's like a game of musical chairs. You better get your seat now. Unemployment's likely to get worse before it gets better.
John Challenger is a partner at Challenger, Gray & Christmas. He spoke to us from our Chicago bureau.